Is there a major life transition benching you? I know you may be asking, what's next? What's my purpose? What if? Because I've asked those too. Welcome to the Start Your Comeback podcast. I'm Toni Thrash, a certified life coach, and I want to share the tools and practical steps to help you create a winning game plan to move into your new adventure. Welcome back. You're listening to episode 16. I'm so grateful you're here. Last week, I talked about meeting your core needs as you walk through transition. I gave you the top 8 core needs that need addressing. Today, I want to discuss your children's core needs. Not that they are too different from yours, but the level in which they are discussed and how they are met are completely different. Divorce is a challenging life event that can have a profound impact on individuals, especially children. When parents decide to part ways, it is crucial to recognize and address the core needs of children to help them navigate this difficult transition. Understanding and fulfilling these needs can contribute to the well-being and emotional resilience of children in the face of parental separation. Well, let's start with emotional stability. One of the primary needs of children during divorce is emotional stability. The dissolution of the family can be emotionally tumultuous for children, leading to feelings of insecurity, fear, and anxiety. Parents need to provide a supportive and nurturing environment, assuring their children that they are loved and valued. Open communication and encouragement for expressing emotions help children process their feelings and build emotional resilience. So let's break that down. You got to have open communication. Encourage your children to express their feelings and thoughts about the divorce. Create a safe place for them to share without judgment. And validate their emotions. Let them know that it is okay to feel a range of emotions and reassure them that their feelings are normal. Consider involving a child therapist or counselor to provide additional emotional support and guidance. The second thing to look for are signs of distress in your children. If you are thinking that your child is doing just fine during this adjustment, but you begin to notice some differences in behavior, emotion, maybe some physical complaints that can't signify stress, or other changes, it might be time to re-examine the level of tension and conflict. Please know that most children will be distressed as they go through this process. They'll have ups and downs, just like you, but their overall distress should ease up over time. If it doesn't ease up, your child may need further support. You can meet with a skilled therapist, a support group with other children, or attending programs that specifically help kids adjust to these new changes can be very helpful. Another important factor to think about is having a consistent routine and structure. You see, children thrive on routine and structure, and divorce can disrupt the familiar patterns they rely on for stability. Maintaining a consistent schedule, including regular mealtimes, bedtime routines, and school activities, helps create a sense of predictability in their lives. This stability provides a sense of security and reassurance during a period of significant change. The one thing I hear all the time is how much the kids dislike going between houses. It is major trauma. This is a huge adjustment for them. They will eventually learn what to keep at each parent's home so that there is less to move each time. They need space to complain and your patience as they adjust. Our kids are not built the same, so one might adapt easier than others. So pay attention to this detail and keep it as consistent as you can in both homes. So let's recap this. Number one, there's a shared schedule. Collaborate with the other parent to create a consistent schedule for the children, including mealtimes, bedtime routines, and extracurricular activities. and then joint planning with each other to coordinate and communicate so that there's a smooth household transition. Jointly plan events and activities to maintain continuity. This next step is so important, but it's healthy co-parenting. Because you see, if you have effective co-parenting, it's so critical for meeting the needs of children post-divorce. Parents should prioritize collaboration, communication, and mutual respect. Creating a unified front, even if the romantic relationship is ended, helps children feel secured and loved by both parents. Parents need to work together to make decisions that prioritize the well-being of their children, fostering a positive co-parenting relationship. This is hard to do considering what's happened between you and your ex, but for the sake of your children, make an effort to do this. Let me emphasize again. You have to have a communication plan with the other parent to share important information about the children's well-being, school, and activities. Please don't leave the other parent out from the activities and extracurricular activities and schedules that your children have. This is an ongoing work in progress. Second, you've got to learn and practice effective conflict resolution. You have to have strategies to minimize tension and create a harmonious co-parenting environment. You must have a united front when it comes to major decisions about the children's education, health, and overall welfare. The next core need that your children need is honest and age-appropriate communication. Keeping them informed about the changes in the family structure helps dispel confusion and uncertainty. However, it is crucial to tailor the information based on the child's age and their maturity level, avoiding unnecessary details that may burden them. Reassuring children that the divorce is not their fault and maintaining an open line of communication allows them to ask questions and seek the support they need. Also, your children do not need to hear you badmouth your ex. This is inappropriate for them because it's their parent. They were not married to your ex, and they don't need to know the nitty-gritty details. You must refrain from using your children as a way to hurt your ex. This will have devastating consequences you will both have to deal with and will take a load of therapy to get them back. So let's reemphasize this one more time. Have age-appropriate conversations, but avoid unnecessary details. Reassure your children that the divorce is not their fault, and that both their parents love and will support them. And then keep the lines of communication open, allowing children to ask any questions and seek clarification as they need. The next core need is uninterrupted relationships with both their parents. Maintaining strong relationships with both parents is vital for a child's well-being. Facilitating regular visitation, ensuring meaningful interactions, and encouraging a positive attitude towards the other parent helps children feel connected and loved by both sides. It's crucial to shield children from parental conflicts and disagreements, allowing them to enjoy healthy relationships with each parent independently. Here's my disclaimer on this. If there is any sort of abuse that involves your children, then all of these steps will need to be revamped. The best interest of the children is the most important thing. They did not ask for the divorce and all of the fallout it created. Let's recap that. They must have regular visitation. Make sure it is a consistent schedule that allows the children to spend quality time with both parents. Encourage positive attitudes toward the other parent, emphasizing the importance of maintaining a healthy relationship with both mom and dad. And then please minimize the conflict exposure. Shield them from any kind of parental conflicts and avoid involving them in disputes. Create a peaceful environment during transition. Remember, each family's situation is unique and flexibility is crucial in adapting these strategies to specific circumstances. Regular check-ins with the children's needs and open communication between parents can contribute to a more supportive and adaptive co-parenting arrangement. Seeking professional guidance, such as family counseling, can also be beneficial in navigating the complexities of divorce and ensuring the well-being of the children involved. Navigating the challenges of divorce requires a thoughtful and child-centered approach. Recognizing and addressing the core needs of children, including emotional stability, a consistent routine, healthy co-parenting, honest and open communication, and uninterrupted relationships with both parents, contribute to the resilience and well-being of children during this difficult time. By prioritizing these needs, parents can create a supportive environment that enables their children to adapt, grow, and thrive in the aftermath of divorce. So, here's your action step for the week. It's twofold. Number one, if you haven't checked in with your kids lately, now is the time. Don't wait. Go ahead and see where they are. Ask questions and then listen. The second one is, if they are struggling, and they very well could be, it might be time to find a great counselor for them or a support group. I promise you, it'll be worth it. Thanks for being here. Come back next week as I discuss how to support a friend walking through divorce. I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't take it for granted that you're here. You didn't listen by mistake. If you want to reach out, you can DM me on Instagram at Tony Thrash. Until next week, remember, there's still time left on the clock. Let's get you off the bench to start your comeback. I want to give a special shout out to Country Club for the original music. You can find them on Instagram at Country Club.